Residents of the Grenadine island of Bekwe had an opportunity to give their input on plans for the government to re-establish a National Development Bank. This was done during a public consultation at the Charles Adams Anglican High School, formerly the Bekwe Community High School. The consultation focused on the proposed legislative and capital framework for the National Development Bank. Prime Minister and Parliamentary Representative for the area, Dr. The Honorable Godwin Friday, said the National Development Bank is intended to expand opportunities and support for entrepreneurs.
We are here today to discuss a vital tool for our collective growth, the reestablishment of the National Development Bank in 2026. This is not just a theoretical exercise. It's going to affect lives and livelihoods of fisherfolk, providing bigger and better boats, access to capital to enable that. For small businesses, guest house owners and operators, to enable young entrepreneurs who have a dream to be able to access capital, to be able to set up their businesses and hopefully to thrive.
Prime Minister Friday said the bank will play a central role in mobilizing long-term investment for sectors that struggle to access affordable credit.
The fundamental reasons for setting up a bank. I have no interest in setting up an institution to be in competition with the existing commercial banks. The reason we believe that this is necessary, this institution, is because we had what the economists would refer to as market failure. That is to say, that banking institutions as they exist, have failed to provide the necessary financing for the fishing industry, small agro-processing industries, hospitality businesses, micro businesses led by women and young people, small tourism activities. Far too many business initiatives and entrepreneurs are turned away from banks, not because their ideas are bad, not because they don't have potential, but simply because the existing financial system was not designed with them in mind.
And the Prime Minister gave the commitment that the bank will have a clear, focused mandate.
It will not try to be a bank for everything or for everyone. Instead, it will target areas where the market is failing, but the potential development impact is high. Specifically, the productive sectors like fisheries, agriculture, tourism, small manufacturing, and services. It will back projects that drive renewable energy, food security, and connectivity, alongside businesses that support climate resilience and community development. Second, we are establishing strong governance and insulation processes for the bank. That is to say, the board is not going to be run by politicians. Politicians are not going to decide who gets a loan and who doesn't. This is an institution that is a public institution made with the interests of the people in mind and using resources of the people, not politicians.
Prime Minister and Parliamentary Representative for the Northern Grenadines, Dr. The Honorable Godwin Friday. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.